organizations around America have different types of membership. But one of their most premier memberships is called the what? A lifetime membership. It's really not complicated about a lifetime membership. The meaning of a lifetime membership is that you're telling that organization and that group of people that you don't have to worry about me coming in and coming out, joining for a while and then stepping out, coming back again. But you're telling that organization, you got me for the rest of my life. And you don't have to worry about coming to me each year saying, are you going to join again? But you got me for the rest of my life. And so David writes in Psalms 146, and as I begin to read it, I see a person making a lifetime commitment. You've been dating him for a while. You've been courting him for a while. You've tried him. Many have said, well, try God. And you've been trying him. You've been trying the works of God. But now you're at a point to go to the ultimate level. The ultimate level. And the ultimate level is that of a lifetime commitment. A lifetime commitment. And that's where we are today. Look with me at the scriptures here. It starts off by simply saying, praise the Lord, a good thing, a good spiritual thing to do. But it says, praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. You know, it is one thing to deal with the body, and we know that the body is weak. The body sometimes is not our friend. But we know that the soul is something that actually, when you make a commitment with your soul, you're making a deep commitment to God. You're making a deep commitment to something. When you bear your soul and give your soul, then you're serious about that level of commitment. So praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all, how long? All my life. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God long as I live. Long as I live. So you see, it's a life time commitment. It's a lifetime commitment. When couples come before the altar for marriage, they make a commitment for the rest of their life. And you hear these words, for better or for sickness as in health. So you're making a statement that you're committed to be there when things are up and when things are down. Do you remember the story of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro? They made a statement, and this is where you see where their commitment is. They made a statement. They told them, they said, listen, you can throw us in there, but we are not going to bow down. That even if the Lord does not deliver us, we're still not going to move from our commitment. They were talking about a commitment that they made to God to be of service to the Lord. You see, it's a life term. It's a life term commitment. And that's where we must be. That's where we must be. So he said, I will praise the Lord all my soul. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. And so he was dealing and he was highlighting to us that a lifetime commitment is made by people who have a deep appreciation of God's care. Of God's care. A deep appreciation. It's not a commitment on the surface. It's not a commitment that you make as a more of a commitment of convenience. But this is a deep commitment because he's talking about his soul. He's talking about his soul. But he goes deeper. He goes deeper. He says, do not, verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. You see, people, humans have great limitations. There is only so much that a human can do. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation, and hopefully none of you will ever get there, when the doctor comes in, when the doctor drops his head and begins to shake his head like that, my brother, my sister, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. If your hope is all in that doctor, you're in trouble. If you ain't got or made a commitment to God, you more than likely will have a nervous breakdown. Why? Because you put everything in that doctor. And David tells us here of the mistake. He says, do not put your trust in princes and in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they will return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. And he highlights it for those that have made the lifetime commitment. He said, blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. So just because the doctor says, I can't help you no more, just because the doctor says, you got 5 weeks left, when you put your hope in him, when you make a commitment to live for him, a lifetime commitment to live for him, you embrace him, because a lifetime commitment made by people who trust God in every aspect. You cannot be committed to God and say, Lord God, I got this part right here under control, so I don't need you on this. Lord, you deal with these other things. That's not a lifetime commitment. In fact, a commitment to God is when you commit yourself fully and totally to him. People who don't put their trust in God, but put their trust in man, they're actually being set up for the ultimate letdown. Remember what the Apostle Paul says. He said, put no confidence in flesh. This flesh will let you down. This flesh will let you down. You can start off being the most handsome person or the most beautiful person on the earth. And after 20, 30, 40 years go by, you look in the mirror and you say, what happened? The flesh has let you down. Now, if you could still look the way you look when you were 18 years old and you're 99 years old, then you can boast about the flesh a little bit. But we all know that it doesn't work like that. So we don't put any hope in man. We don't put any hope in our flesh. But we put all of our hope in God because of the commitment that we have made to follow him. Look at these next, these final verses here. He said that he is the maker of heaven and earth. You know, sometimes we really need to just stop and park right there and say, wait a minute. You know, when people, when you meet architects and builders that have built these large and beautiful edifices and they come somewhere to a banquet, whatever, and you're so awe to be in their presence about what they created. But did you read this real carefully here? Is that he is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the one that created it. He's the one, he's the architect and the builder of heaven and earth. That is enough alone to stop dating him and say, I want you for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Men, you understand when you finally meet a young lady and you figure out in your head that I want her with me for the rest of my life. I want to look at her for the rest of my life. In essence, what you were doing, you were making a lifetime commitment to someone. So it goes much greater than the human side of it. It goes much greater because here we have David talking about that he's the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in it. He remains faithful forever. I don't know about you all, but that's somebody I want to embrace. I don't know about you, if I'm going to take a chance on anyone else, I'm going with this one right here. You say, well, why, Pastor? Why him versus someone on this earth? Because it tells me here that he's in control of everything. He got this whole thing on lock, as they say. He got it on lockdown. He's the maker. He's the creator. He has the heavens, the heavens and the earth, and he's never been found unfaithful. Unfaithful. One of the tragedies that occur in marriages is when someone been found that you've made a commitment to. Say, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life. And you find out they've been unfaithful. But this one here that we're talking about, he's never been found unfaithful. He didn't just get here. But the Bible calls him the Ancient of Days, meaning he's been here from the beginning. He's never been found unfaithful. I mean, is this someone that you want to roll with for the rest of your life? If this is somebody that you want to jump on board with, I want to believe you would say yes. He uploads the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. That's somebody you want to be with. The Lord sets prisoners free. I mean, look at the grace. Look at the mercy. Look at the grace and the mercy that when you do wrong, you're not going to get kicked out. Some have done wrong in relationships and wanted, can you give me one more chance? There have been many of men that have gotten on their knees and said, baby, one more chance. is over. This commitment has just come to an end. But what we have here in God is someone that has compassion on the prisoners, someone that has compassion on those that have done wrong, someone who will give sight to the blind. The Lord lift up those who bow down. The Lord loves the righteous. So you see here, it's an everlasting, it's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime commitment made by people who know God in truth. God in truth, that you know enough about him to know that through thick and thin that he is going to be there. He's one that have pledged to you that I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. In your worst condition, in your darkest hours, that I will always be there in sickness, as in health, for better or worse, for richer or poor. He said, I'm going to be there. You can count on me. But the million-dollar question in the room this morning is, what about us? You know, relationship, there's no such thing as a relationship if it's just one person standing by himself. Relationships is a two-way thing. It's a two-way thing. You make a commitment to me, and I make a commitment to you, and there lies the commitment. But today, people of God, God is looking for some individuals today that are willing to make a lifetime commitment to him. Not just a commitment until you get what you want from him, but a lifetime and everlasting commitment. Because there's something about a lifetime and an everlasting commitment. It means that you have sold yourself out completely to God. Completely to God. When people pass by and look at you, they see the word sold out. You see, when you're sold out, that means that nobody can get you. I was looking for a car a year ago and saw what I thought was a perfect car. And they had it right in front of the dealership. And I looked in it had the right color seats and it was white, and you guys know I love white cars. It was white, had the right color seats in it and everything. And I figured at some point we would be able to get the price right. So I walked in there. Salesperson got very happy and everything. I said, well, you don't have to do any selling. I know the car. I know how the car drives. I've done my research. But I want that car. I want that car right out front. That's the car that I want. We don't have to do. All we need to do now is just work on the numbers. He goes in the back all happy and everything to get all of the details. And he comes back. He said, Mr. Baker, got some bad news. It's been sold. It's been sold. That means whoever got it first got it. And people of God, our level of commitment need to be at such that we are so sold out in our relationship with God that nothing else in this world can move us. Because the way our society is set up now, that everybody is trying to get a commitment out of you. Everything out there trying to get a commitment out of you. The workplace want a commitment out of you. Your friends want a commitment. Can you at least hang out with the boys, hang out with the girls at least one night a week? Everybody's looking for a commitment. Everywhere you turn, folks are trying to sign you up for a commitment. But here we have God himself that are saying, don't get caught up with the humans because they can't really do for you what I can do for you. Don't get caught up with society because society can't do what I can do for you. Commit yourself for a lifetime. your commitment just to be till you get a certain age, till you accomplish a certain thing, but make an everlasting, a lifetime commitment to God that you're not up for grabs. You see, the tragedy is that so many of us, we're for sale. We're for sale. We're waiting on the next highest bidder to bid on us, and off we go, following after different types of things. But God is looking for a lifetime commitment. And what David is describing right here in Psalms 146, he's describing someone that will serve God as long as they live. As long as they live. You know, I love the commitment that Paul made to God. That it caused the world, it confused his enemy, because the enemy didn't know what to do with Paul. Paul said, to live is Christ. You're going to let me live? It's going to all be about Christ. Oh, you want me to die? You just did me a favor, because I'm going to spend eternity with him. So have it whatever way you want it. But regardless, I'm serving God. And my level of commitment to God is so great that I become so unmovable, unshakable, as the scripture says, always abounding in the works, in the work of God. There is always considerable reasons why people are making lifetime commitments. The intensity of one's commitment depends on the depth of one's interest. Where your interest is where your level of commitment will be. It can be in a particular object or person or whatever, but a lifetime commitment reveals lifetime love of somebody that you well appreciate and committed to reveal all that you mean to them or it means to you. It's a commitment unlike none other. People without commitments in life are usually indifferent people who don't really understand the value of being committed. You see, one thing that should set everything apart is when a couple gets married, that they make, we call them vows. We call them vows, and they make vows to each other. They are, for the very first time, publicly committing themselves completely to God. Well, I don't want to downplay the commitment that a husband and a wife make, but I do want to tell you that there is a commitment that is much higher than a commitment to a husband and a wife, and that's your commitment to God. Now, I'm not talking about salvation here, because the assumption is you got that. But what I'm talking about is taking your relationship with Jesus to the greatest height it can go. And that's when you sell out completely to him. That it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Everything is about Jesus, because you made that commitment to him. You go to sleep with him. You wake up with him. You live and breathe and move in him. It's all about him. And that's a lifetime commitment. So the question is, how many of us are ready to go all the way? Can you go? Are you willing to go all the way with him? Some of us don't feel like we can get even halfway, but I came by this morning looking for somebody that's willing to go all the way with him. Are you willing to go all the way, or you stop halfway? But I do want you to know that there are things that God has for you, but he's looking for individuals that want to go all the way with him. You see, when you make that life-term commitment to serve him, then there's no reason why anybody else want to come to you and try to buy you, because you've been sold out. You've been sold out. There's this song called "I've Been Sold Out." My mind's been made up completely. And when you're sold out, you're no longer for sale. Then that commitment to him is that of a lifetime commitment to serve him all the days of your life. Can you imagine what the enemy has to say when he approaches you and see sold out? Sold out. Now, if he knows if you're really committed or not, he knows if you're playing around. But if you're genuinely committed and the enemy shows up, he's going to have to go somewhere else, because you're not for sale. You made that commitment. You made that commitment to serve him all the days of your life, and there's no longer any type of options available to you. Someone once said that if the price is right, everything is for sale. But not when it comes down to a person that have made an everlasting, a life-term commitment to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wonder today, every head bowed, every eye shut, I wonder today if you're sold out for him. I wonder today if you made a lifetime commitment to serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A lifetime commitment that you're going to be with him come what may. You're going to be with him in your darkest hours. You're going to be with him in your brightest hours. That you're going to be with him for the rest of your life is the message today. How about you today? Have you made that commitment? Have you made that commitment to follow the Lord, regardless what the situations might be? Have you made a commitment that you're going to serve him? Whatever commitment you've made, if it's not a life-term commitment, people of God, then you're still up for grabs. You're still up for grabs. And so I'm going to say a prayer of commitment today. Not going to have you come to the altar, but I'm going to say a prayer of commitment today. And while I can say it for myself, people of God, but there is something about you saying it and speaking it and believing it with your own mouth and with your own heart. But you notice in this particular story here, people of God, that David didn't focus on his body, because he recognized that the body can let you down. But he went to the soul. And we know that when God created us, God gave us a soul. The Bible says we became a living soul. And so David went straight for his soul. Making this everlasting commitment to serve God. Everlasting commitment to serve God. People of God, until we get this commitment right in our service to the Lord, we'll continue to have all kind of issues pop up, because it's the ultimate foundation of who you are in Christ. You're here today and you want to. Maybe you've done it before, but you want to do it today as a declaration, as a statement of being 100% committed to Him, as a statement of having this lifetime commitment to following Him. I want to encourage you to repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you today. My soul cries out to you today as I make this commitment, this statement that I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. This day, I commit my soul completely unto you, that I'm no longer available for anything and anyone else, because I'm gonna sell out to you today. Guide me and direct me in your truth, and help me to forever be faithful unto you. This I ask in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Amen. Of being 100% committed to Him, as a statement of having this lifetime commitment to following Him. I want to encourage you to repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you today. My soul cries out to you today as I make this commitment, this statement that I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. This day, I commit my soul completely unto you, that I'm no longer available for anything and anyone else, because I'm going to sell out to you today. Guide me and direct me in your truth, and help me to forever be faithful unto you. This I ask in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Amen.